The regular session of the state legislature adjourned more than a week ago, but Governor Jay Inslee has still been busy signing bills passed by lawmakers. He's also out on the campaign trail again in his bid for the presidency in 2020. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins us live to talk about the governor. Austin, Inslee was in California last week unveiling the first part of his plan to address climate change with the goal of reducing carbon emissions by half in a decade. How was that plan received?
Well, as you might imagine, environmentalists, Kirsten, are applauding this plan as aggressive and bold, especially because it does aim to cut emissions dramatically over the next decade and get to net zero carbon emissions in the U.S. by 2045. So that's a very ambitious goal. Of course, there are questions about how realistic this would be to implement. The clean electricity standard that the governor has proposed has an even more aggressive timeline than the one just passed here in Washington state. You know, Inslee has seen how hard it is to get an aggressive carbon cutting policy through just the state legislature. Now he's talking about implementing this on a national level. You know, it's a plan that would require dramatic changes in a very short period of time, as well as some of this would need congressional approval, and we know how quickly Congress acts. So I think the question is, how realistic is this versus how aspirational is this? But it's certainly consistent with his goal of running for president, even if it's a long shot bid for president, on a platform of addressing global climate change and carbon emissions.
So what's next in this? What's next in the campaign?
Well, he says he'll keep rolling out elements of what he's calling his 100% Clean Energy for America plan. In the coming weeks, we're expecting to hear him talk about proposals related to clean energy jobs, clean manufacturing, environmental justice, and also closing or eliminating tax incentives that currently benefit the oil and gas fossil fuel industry.
So the governor has returned to Olympia to sign bills, a lot of them, actually. What's on the agenda this morning?
Yeah, several measures this morning dealing with access to firearms, especially for people with protection orders against them, people who have been involuntarily committed under the state's Involuntary Treatment Act, and also young people who are found to pose an extreme risk to themselves or others and might have access to a firearm. Separate from that category, Inslee will also sign a career and college readiness bill today that includes a policy that advocates say will start to address historic barriers for underrepresented students by, among other things, automatically enrolling students who meet state standards in advanced courses. So the idea here is that instead of having to opt into those, you'd actually have to opt out. And the idea, according to the group Stand for Children, is that this will ensure access to advanced courses, especially for students of color.
All right, so he's signing those bills this morning, and then this afternoon he's scheduled to be in Seattle signing climate change measures?
Right, so he's going to Seattle in the afternoon to sign five bills that are part of his clean energy carbon cutting package from this year. And keep in mind, this was a big win for him this year because this is the first year he had big sizable Democratic majorities, and he could move some of his climate agenda through. Previously, he had split control. Previously, he was looking at carbon pricing, which even Democrats were wary about. But among the bills getting signed today will be this clean electricity bill so that the state's electricity grid is no carbon emissions by 2045. And we're in good company. Several other states have passed similar legislation this year, including Colorado and New Mexico. So this has sort of been a clean electricity year here and in other parts of the country.
All right. Well, the bill signing continues into tomorrow, too. What's on tap?
Yeah, two interesting bills of note. The hard-fought, hard-won bill having to do with mandating meal and rest breaks for nurses. This has been something that's been proposed for 10 years. It passed this year under Democratic majorities. That will get signed, as will year-round daylight saving time, which was a very trending issue this year. I will note, though, that it doesn't mean we get year-round daylight saving because Congress still needs to sign off on it.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live, as he does most Tuesdays at this time, on 88.5's Morning Edition.